Hello out there to my crown ones. This is Crown Riri and you're listening to the Crown Talk Podcast. On this podcast, I share my life experiences, my crown moments. That's when your heart and your crown aligns to motivate and inspire you to continue to wear your crown regardless how heavy it feels. Please visit crownones.com, crownones_com on Instagram and Crown Ones Facebook group for positive affirmation quotes and daily reminders by me that you are crowned. As always, don't forget your crown, and don't forget your crown. Enjoy the show. Okay, are we recording? Of course.
We are recording, yes.
Okay. This is the Crown Talk Podcast. I am Crown Riri, and my good friend Mr. LP is here.
Y'all.
My accountability friend. We are partners in crime when it comes to Flash for the Culture Podcast.
Absolutely.
Let me a cocoa. But I hate it. So I wanted to I don't have a title for this episode yet, but I did want to just go ahead and do a recap of my selfcation because I was on vacation for like a week and a day. And
that's a life.
Listen, it got to the fact where I was like, I'm bored. Like, I made my accomplishment of, like, everything that needed to be done was either done or I didn't have the energy to do it. Either or. By, like, Friday, maybe Saturday, I was like, I'm bored. That's where I want to be. Being bored is good, especially when you're an introvert.
Right.
Then my nephew came over and I was like, yay, he's here. So I hung out with him. We played video games and watched cartoons. And I was like, this is so fun. Like, I miss my childhood so much. This adulting life is like, so yeah, I just
wanted,
it is. So with that being said, I wrote some things down that I learned during my selfcation. If you know what a selfcation is, it is a vacation from yourself, with yourself, being aware of yourself. So I did write on my blog, crownones.com, about what I normally do on my selfcations. I take 2 a year. I might need to up it to 3.
Yeah. I mean, do it quarterly.
I was thinking that.
Yeah, do it quarterly.
Because I really enjoyed myself. And the next one, I'll take like around like my birthday, which is in August. Mm. Shout out to Publix for sending me a coupon saying like your birthday is like 6 months away, but here's like half off on a cake. No, it's ice cream. I was like, oh, that's so cute. Thank you. I wasn't counting down like that, but I appreciate it. I did read a lot. I'm getting back into journaling. I just wanted to share a couple things that I learned for the mental and also for the emotional, because we are in Black History Month, and this is also Love Month, and there's like a lot of stuff where we just want to like get off the internet, so... I did that as well, too. I was like, I can't do this today. We have 29 days in this. We have an extra day to get it right with the culture. We'll see what happens. All right. It's a leap year. We got one more day.
No, I'm not worried about that.
Yeah, getting the right part.
To get the right part. Yeah. That's the part I'm like,
I know.
I don't know about it.
Okay. Well, we'll just see what happens.
Right, right.
And was it Lord willing? Who was that? Like Pusha T? Lord willing.
Yep, Lord willing. Lord willing.
Lord willing. So the first thing I learned is that I am balanced. This came to me today. I didn't realize it. But you know how we try to like balance like our life around things, and I'm realizing that I actually am unbalanced. Like, things should be revolving around me instead of me trying to revolve around things. Mm-hmm. And so that goes like with school and work. Like, I have to have it where everything is scheduled for how it makes me feel, on top of just making sure that I'm not being overwhelmed. I read that ever since like the shutdown of people, the city's been opening up, people have been like more drained now than prior to the pandemic.
Prior to COVID.
Yeah. Cause like now we're like, we're trying to like make up for everything. And like me, like I'm learning how to like be outside more.
which before COVID, anytime my friend Mr. LP had like an event, I used to be there. Like I was like, I was there, like support my friend and like enjoying like the vibes or whatever. And now I'm learning how to like get back outside. It's a process.
It is.
It is.
And I work.
Yes.
I'm in the streets and I'm like, it's a process.
Another one.
Yeah.
And another one.
Absolutely.
Could you be on tour, friend, around Jacksonville? That's what my friend be on tour. So, but did you have to like get used to the scheduling of that once the world opened back up?
I did. I'm like that now.
Yeah.
Some of the Saturdays, I'm like, I don't want to be working. I would rather be home. Like I have an open Saturday and Sunday, and it's just like, I rejoice.
You're looking for it?
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, I am.
I'd be rejoicing like crazy. So, yeah, it's difficult.
Yeah, and then if you work at home, it's even more difficult because it's like.
But you know what? I didn't even realize it until I, so I don't work from home anymore.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, but I really get a kick out of. Getting up. Now, some days I do want to stay home, but I'm sure. Get a kick out of putting on clothes and actually like make an effort to be out.
Yeah.
But the home situation, I didn't realize it until after I started working outside of the house.
Oh.
Yeah.
And I was resistant about working from home prior to COVID because we had that choice.
Yeah.
And I was like, I need to be in the office. And now it's like they're kind of like opening up if for optional. And I'm like, I like to stay home. Because I think the other day, like I was driving back from Atlantic Boulevard. And I was like, it was like 5:30. And I was like, so this is traffic. Like I haven't sat in traffic.
And forever.
Like I don't like this. This is not for me. But yeah. So with that being said, I think as Crown Moms, we have to remind ourselves that we are the sun and planets, like, they orbit around us. And so instead of us trying to, like, inject ourselves in balancing things, thank you, remind ourselves that we are the balance. Like, we got this. And we'll figure it out. But we have to make sure that it's suiting us the way that we schedule things and make sure that we're not getting overwhelmed.
Sure.
I have, like 4 events this week. Today's Tuesday. And I'm like, whew. But it was my responsibility to like keep these dates up.
Yeah.
So it's on me to make sure that everything is good and I still have that window of charging. So
gotcha.
Like today we have a recording and I watched like 2 episodes of Shogun on FX, which is like really good.
Okay.
That was like my charging. So that's why you were like, friend, I'd be at 8. Totally fine.
Because you're like, I'm gonna watch these shows.
Each episode was like an hour, and I was like, I got time.
Nice.
That was me charging, and now like I'm up, I'm here. So yeah, that was one of my reminders. So again, be the sun and let things revolve around you and control what you can. I mean, like, we have to work. I made a choice to go back to school. I had to drop that last class, it was like God's like purpose, because the class I have now is like really laid back, but it's giving me time to like breathe.
Right.
And you know, my teacher's like, if you don't read chapter 4, don't worry about it. And right. I'm like,
it's probably keep you on schedule. Like it's
Well, I don't know.
We're not on schedule, but like, what's the word for it? It just let things breathe, basically. Yes. Yeah.
I mean, I did wake up yesterday. Well, this morning I woke up at 4:44. I was like, these are Jay-Z numbers.
I'm about to say, did you listen to...
No, it was so weird. I was like, what's 4:44? But I did wake up and I was like, is that supposed to take a test? But I looked at it and like, she removed it because she's like really laid back like that. So, which I appreciate. Like, I really think I needed like this breather for school. Because right. Summer's going to be like hectic. I already know. Mm. 3 classes, 7 weeks. Yeah.
That's crazy.
I'm still praying on the 3 classes. I might only take 2. I'll see what I can.
Unless you just want to be in a house all summer, then go for it. But
because 7 weeks is all summer, isn't it? Pretty much
7 weeks, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no.
It feels like it.
It's gonna take a majority of it. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Okay.
Is it gonna roll into your birthday?
No, it's like pit stop right before my birthday.
Okay. Well, that's so the case. That's the thing
I was looking at. That I was like, well, maybe not.
Right.
But I am enjoying the journey of school. And again, that's something that I chose. But I know that it revolves around me having the motivation to continue to go to school.
Right.
Which I do have, so.
Okay.
So my second thing is, if you have a problem asking for help, ask for assistance. Isn't that better?
Depending on if you ask the right person.
Right. But I feel like a lot of people have that fear of asking for help.
Right.
But it's like, if you say, can you assist me? That might be a little bit better. I think it is.
No, you're right. No, I mean, it's wording.
Yeah.
It's definitely wording and how you present it. So, yeah, I think assisting would be great.
Yes. That's what, when I asked my friend, can he assist me? Yes, that's easier. And well, I asked him for help. I have no problem.
Right,
but.
Right.
But again, I think that's also attached to like the people that you're asking. Like, be open to help people on top of that. I think that's like the issue with people being fear. And is this Crown Talk? Yes. Thank you. Yes, being open to like actually help people. That way when they do ask you for help, they're not feeling
absolutely
discouraged or totally less agree. Than.
Totally agree.
Yeah.
Totally agree.
If someone asks you for help, regardless of their status, just know that like that's their humble moment.
Right.
Yeah. Or asking for assistance, which to me, if you ask for assistance, that means that like you're there, but you need assistance.
For sure.
Instead of like doing like the whole thing.
Right.
Yeah. So yeah, that was my second thing. And then my third thing? Yeah. So my third thing is remembering yourself. Growth doesn't mean changing everything about you. If you change something about you and if there is an uncomfortableness, like a gut feeling, like this change isn't for me. Don't change yourself, but change the people that you're serving. I think that's really important for everyone going on this mental health journey and self-growth. And it's like certain things, your attributes are really good. You're just serving them to the wrong people. Yes.
We talked about it earlier.
Yes.
We definitely talked about it earlier.
Yes, which actually this happened to me like last week when I was dealing with people. And just, I'm a very, very caring person. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I hate that because I feel like I don't get it back sometimes. And sometimes I'm just like, I'm a naturally just caring person. Like, I know like I'm not going to get it back, but I just care. But I realized like I don't want to change that about myself because it makes me uncomfortable. And I was like, that's not growth, that's just being uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. So again, just like change the people that you're giving that service to if you feel uncomfortable with it. I think everybody thinks like when you're doing like your self-awareness and self-growth, you're supposed to like change like everything about you. Mm-hmm. And that's not the case. Mm-hmm. So yeah, those are just a couple of things I wanted to share on my self-cation. I feel like a guru, a fortune cookie. I might title this a fortune cookie. yeah, so again, if you have not taken a self-cation, it doesn't cost much. I was home most of the time. Only thing I spent money on was like DoorDash. Because I didn't feel like leaving the house and it was like only me here. So I just felt like I'm not going to cook like a meal for 10 people. It's only me here. I even put King in daycare.
How long was he in daycare?
A week.
Damn.
But at least I think I dropped him off Tuesday. And by Friday, I was missing him. But I was like, I just need some time. And on top of that, I noticed like if I don't have him, I don't go outside. Like my alarm was on most of the day. I didn't go outside the house. I didn't have a need to. Which makes me more even thankful for him and being a pet mom. Cause again, I would probably not go outside as much.
Right.
To walk him. So I just wanted to share my crown moments that I had during my self-cation. Again, I would suggest everyone to take a week off if you can, to the point where you schedule everything and then you have nothing to do and you're completely bored. Mm-hmm. I think being bored is like a reset. For you to start your journey again, I guess that's to say.
Right.
Sunday I was like, I watched everything. I watched Griselda. It was really good.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
See, I had time. I also watched a series of Planet of the Apes. I watched like all three of them. It's pretty good.
Wow.
The new one's coming out, but they keep showing like the second one.
Right.
So I was like, let me go ahead and watch like the other two. So yeah, I'm caught up on that. I watched the Vince Staples show, which I'm sure we'll talk about.
Yeah.
Flowers for the Culture. Mm-hmm. Goodness gracious. Yeah, it's like watching TV and just chilling and minding my business.
A bunch of nothings. Always great.
It was such a good feeling. and then I came up, like, these crown moments were coming to me as I was doing nothing. So, so yeah. So just a quick reminder again. Sorry, 1 second. Remember that you are balanced. If you have a problem asking for help, ask for assistance. And sometimes you don't change who you are. You change the people around you. Create boundaries. Boundaries are good. Again, if you feel uncomfortable with the boundary, if you truly feel uncomfortable with the boundary that you're creating, it might not just be you, but it might be like the people that you're actually serving, you're giving your service to.
Right.
So, friend, do you have any comments or crown moments you want to share?
For my end? Yeah. I do, but...
Okay.
I'm gonna sit on yours. That's
okay. Appreciate it.
Nah, cause I think the whole sorry for smacking y'all. Mm-hmm. Shit, this is good. Whatever.
Why are they so good?
They are very good. It's like they put like extra flavors in it. This too.
And then they're like so jelly like. Right. It's like how do y'all put flavors in?
These things are hitting right now. the whole assistance action.
Yeah.
Especially when people don't want to ask for help.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the irritating part.
Yeah.
Especially if somebody's like assisting you in a way without even like you asking.
Yeah.
They're already giving you the tools and stuff like that, but yet you still can't be like, hey, you know, what you think about this?
Can you kind of get your opinion on that.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's important. And it's mm-hmm. definitely important to give that back in yeah. some form of fashion way.
Right. Or just being open to helping people.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Because if you're like a mean person, ain't nobody gonna ask you for help.
Absolutely.
But then that hurts the person not asking for help. So mm-hmm. make the world a better place. Do it for the love. So yeah. Well, thank you, friend, for that.
Yeah.
Very true. I'm sure you work with people all the time. Yeah. Okay. I got it.
You see the face.
I see it. Yes. And I'm getting my bachelor's in human services, so I'm sure that I'm on that trail.
Oh yeah.
Going down that path.
Oh yeah. Like.
Yes. I'll be working with kids though. I realize that I love kids. It's the adults that I worry about.
Listen, the old Negro words, a trick daddy dollars.
Mm-hmm.
Trick loves the kids.
I see why.
It's the mamas. That's the problem.
Oh, okay.
It's always the mamas that's the problem.
I had a conversation with my nephew, TT Moment, and I was telling him, you know, like, it's the Black History Month, and we're still fighting for, like, equality and racism and stuff. And he was like, y'all still fighting for that? And I was like...
Wow.
But the way he said it was like...
Damn.
Like, what's taking y'all so long? And I was like...
Damn.
Well, I'm happy to know that you're in the space where it's not affecting you at this time, I guess.
That's wild.
The way you said it was just like, y'all still like why y'all not getting y'all shit together, basically.
That's fucking wild.
I love him. But, yeah. That stayed with me the whole day. I was like, that's why you over here.
Right. That was pretty hard.
That was a cry moment. I was like, we still are, aren't we? Like, yeah.
But the thing is, we keep putting ourselves back in it.
Right. That's why he was like, y'all still fighting for that?
Listen,
like,
we've had plenty of options to get out of it.
Yes.
But we've never, yeah.
Yes. So that's why I love the children. That was definitely direct. and honest. I was like, yeah, we still are.
Yeah.
So, happy Black History Month.
Damn.
So, if you have not, please go to crownmas.com. I just did a book review
two weeks ago.
I did. Oh yes, The God of Good Looks, which is an awesome. I did the audio. Everyone had like a Jamaican accent, and I was like, yes. But please check that out. I downloaded the audio and bought the book. My friend can see like my library is like growing continuously.
It's beautiful over here, y'all.
And I'm actually reading the books. but yes, please go check that out. If you haven't heard my other previous episodes of the Crown Talk podcast, you can catch them on the crownwins.com and on the NPN network, right?
Indeed.
Thank you.
Sitting right there chilling.
Appreciate it. So, yes, thank you again to all my crownwins out there. Don't forget you are crowned, and don't forget your crown. Thank you. Yes. Thank you once again for pressing play and listening to the Crown Talk podcast. Hope this episode and every episode inspired you to be a greater crown individual and not to take your crown moments for granted. This episode was produced by Mr. Al Peet. Please visit MrAlPeet.com and NPNLLC.com to listen to Mr. Al Peet's podcast and other cool adults in the NPN neighborhood. Please visit and subscribe to CrownWins.com. Please follow CrownWins_COM on Instagram and CrownWins Facebook group to stay current on new episodes and new blog posts by me or other featured bloggers. Don't forget you are crowned, and don't forget your crown. Thank you.